Satellite Stories mit Heartbeat. Ein Stück der aktuellen Platte der Finnen, die heute Abend im Franz Club auftreten werden. An der U2, direkt Eberswalder Straße, könnt ihr euch heute Abend vergnügen. Zwei der Musiker sind bei uns jetzt im Studio, Essa und Marco. Und ich sage, alle Hüver, alle Paver? No.
Ja, Hüver Paver.
Hüver Paver.
Guten Tag.
Ah, guten Tag.
Hello.
So, how are you? It's the third time for you here in our lovely studio. And we're really happy to have such a great band from Finland over here. Tell us a little bit, how have you been so far?
Really good. We've been just wandering around. We did some TV and now we're here. And we played yesterday in Prague. And the sun is shining. We're feeling really good. And really excited for the evening show, which is in Franz Club.
Genau, im Franz Club. Und da wollen wir euch natürlich nachher auch auf die Gästeliste schreiben. Für die aktuelle Platte sind sie nach Großbritannien gefahren, haben sich mit einem tollen Produzenten zusammengetan, der schon Bands wie Bombay Bicycle Club oder Kasabian gemacht hat oder Coldplay. Und der hat ihn so richtig, hat sie da an der langen Leine gelassen. Sie konnten sich richtig austoben. So you had much fun doing the new record. You could do whatever you wanted in a way. Or how did he at least influence your style? Done.
There was like lots of times when he like said us to try new instruments. Like one time, like he just came to upstairs where we lived, like the upstairs of the studio, and he asked Essa that, can Essa play a cello on like the record? But Essa didn't know how to play it, so he just took the cello and just trained it for a few hours and then just did the cello on the record. So
really?
Yeah, it was really much fun. Like, I didn't have any clue about these kind of things that we try new instruments or so, but he just wanted to try cello and
now you're the perfect cello player.
Yeah, I do also solo gigs with cello.
Really?
No.
Oh man. But you have
that
skills.
Would be really cool.
You are talented and you can learn it. In a few hours, then.
Yeah, I think few notes playing, it's just hard work, hard training.
Yeah, of course. But must have been a great experience when you think, oh, I never could do that. And then at night you go home, do the record and say, great.
Yeah, exactly. It was really, really good experience. And it's nice to have someone who pushes you to into the limits. Mm-hmm. And working with bands like Coldplay and Bombay Bicycle Club. So he had like great reputation. So we were really happy to work with him.
Ja, und diese Band ist ja auch eine sehr kraftvolle. Es macht Spaß, auch zu ihrer Musik zu tanzen. Und sie haben eine unglaublich große Fanschar mittlerweile schon. So you also have fans in Mexico, is that right?
It seems so.
Yeah, the Latin America fans are quite... Whenever we like say that today we will play in Berlin and they just write to the comment section on Facebook that why aren't you coming to fake Mexico?
Yeah,
just
see.
Really like... quite angry about it, why we're not coming there.
Yeah, and in our tour bus, we're just constantly trying to make a teleport, how we can travel into the Mexico, but we haven't got it ready yet, so we're really sorry for the Mexican fans, we're really trying.
Ja, wird vielleicht noch kommen. Jetzt wollen wir erstmal reinhören in ein weiteres Stück der Platte, und zwar Vagabonds. Heute Abend sind die Satellite Stories im Franz Club. Gleich schreiben wir euch auf die Gästeliste. Die Satellite Stories mit Vagabonds. Heute Abend im Franz Club werden die Finnen auflaufen. Zwei sind jetzt bei uns im Studio. Zwei weitere, ja, machen entweder Soundcheck oder Shopping. So, Jüri und Olli-Pekka, what are they doing now? Tell the audience.
I think they're showering and going
That's
to some
good.
Shops. And I don't know whether. I hope they're not touching my stuff.
Yeah.
Are there some things in your pockets they shouldn't touch?
Let's not talk about it. This is a family program, I think.
Ja, yeah, wir sind ein wirklich schönes Familienprogramm. Und die Stadt, aus der sie kommen, da heißt es ja immer, da gibt es ja diese Luftgitarren-Weltmeisterschaft. So, I asked you during the song about the air guitar contest. Tell the people a little bit about going crazy in your home, in your hometown, about doing this. You never went there, actually. But it exists for years and years.
Yeah. It has. Well, it's a big... contest in our lovely town of Oulu, and people gather around once from different parts of the world, and then they play air guitar and someone wins and gets a
trophy,
a massive amount of money, 5,000 and trophy
euros.
And new car and a lot of ladies.
But of course, I can understand that you don't want to have to do something with that because you can play very well live, the real thing.
I hope so. Yeah, we try our best at least.
Yeah, and you have a big fan base in Spain that you just told me. Where are you traveling also? Did you travel to Japan or something like that as
well? Yeah, we did 2012. Mm-hmm. We did a Japan tour and it was just nuts. And people there are really fan people. They are, I think, like, in every kind of music, there are people who go really crazy in Japan for that music that you do.
Our album came out yesterday in Japan, mm-hmm. the new album.
Great. Mm-hmm. Do you have a secluded place in Finland where you can be really loud and make your own music? A cottage in the woods? Or where do you play? Where do Satellite Stories play?
We are actually our new, like, the practice house in this old abandoned military base. Mm-hmm. There are lots of those in Finland. So our old one used to be in this nuclear bunker.
Really?
Yeah. And but that,
without any windows?
No windows.
Okay. No windows?
Oh, well, half of the year is just dark, so it's basically same to be inside and warm. But it was nice, and every time you went out, you felt like fresh air once again and stuff.
Also verlassene Militärgebäude gibt es in Finnland überall, meinen Sie, und Sie haben sich eins in der Nähe von Oulu geschnappt und da sind Sie hinter richtig dicken Wänden, aber so ein bisschen Licht kommt schon rein und da üben Sie dann. So on the outside, nobody can hear anything. You can do your stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have to buy it or rent it? Or
we
did you
rented
just
it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And tonight, there will be four people on stage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Instruments? What kind of instruments?
Air guitars.
Mm-hmm.
No, or actual real guitars.
Air keyboards? Air drums?
Yeah, that would be good. Music comes from somewhere and we just jump. That's like Backstreet Boys once again. But four guys on stage. We will have plenty of fun. We're really excited to play again in Berlin. Last time we played Kantin and Berghain, it was sold out and it was crazy. And I think today there are only few tickets left and we're really eager to play, so I think it will be a lot of fun.
Ja, das klingt nach hochmotivierten Musikern, die ihr heute Abend erleben könnt. Und wir wollen euch sehr gerne auch für heute Abend auf die Gästeliste schreiben. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000, die Satellite Stories im Franz Club. Und wir hören uns noch ein weiteres Stück an, was von der Pine Trails Platte ist. Season of B-Sides heißt es. Und ich sage vielen lieben Dank an Esa und Marco. Greetings to Juri und Olli Becker.
We'll say Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Was heißt, what means thank you for the interview? Kiitos interview? Nee.
Kiitos haastattelusta.
Kiitos haastattelusta. Alte Wurst.
That's perfect.
Wurst.
That's exactly.
Servelatwurst. Tschüss.
Tschüss. Tschüss.